USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say there are multiple casualties after a mass shooting in downtown San Jose. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirming the shooter is dead. However, he would not say how the shooter died. California Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna saying it's an unspeakable tragedy.
These are some of the extraordinary public servants in our community. They keep the public transportation running, and it's just unspeakable, the horror that we have witnessed.
The shooting taking place at the City Transportation Light Rail Yard, and many of the victims are City Transportation employees. AAA is predicting that travel will be up 60% over last year over the Memorial Day weekend. More than 37 million Americans expected to travel more than 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. The group saying Las Vegas ranks as a top road trip destination. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Arrests were made after a deadly cable car crash in northern Italy.
In a follow-up, Italian police arrested three people Wednesday in the cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Mount Monterone in northwestern Italy. Interrogations revealed workers on Sunday placed a fork-shaped clamp on the emergency brake to deactivate it as a patchwork repair. Without any brakes, witnesses say after the lead cable broke, the cabin reeled back down the hill until it hit a pylon and pulled off the cables, falling 50 feet. The lone survivor, a 5-year-old boy, remains hospitalized. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance.
Montana Democrat Senator John Tester is sponsoring sweeping legislation to expand benefits and improve care for veterans suffering from toxic exposure. The bill, called the Cost of War Act, would require the federal government to provide health care coverage and disability compensation to veterans struggling with effects of toxic exposure related to their military service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The United States reached a major milestone this week with the White House reporting that over half of U.S. adults are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. This announcement came on the same day as a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that breakthrough COVID-19 infections are exceedingly rare in fully vaccinated people. And Dr. Ajish Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America this is great news for people that are on the fence regarding getting vaccinated.
These vaccines are way better than I would have predicted a year ago, but they're not 100%, right? Nothing in life is 100%. So yeah, we're going to see some breakthrough infections, exceedingly rare, and exceedingly rare that you'll get sick if you get infected. So these vaccines really are remarkable in terms of how safe and how effective they are.
As coronavirus cases in Japan continue to rise, the calls continue to cancel the Olympics.
One of Japan's largest newspapers has joined calls for the cancellation of this summer's Olympics. Asahi Shimbun has called for the cancellation in a Wednesday editorial, saying the decision to hold the games is reckless and demanded that Prime Minister Suga pull the plug. Tokyo remains under a state of emergency as COVID cases are on the rise and the healthcare system is stressed. The games are scheduled to start on July 23rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson are teaming up against Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau in the next edition of The Match this summer. The golf event will take place in Montana for charity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.